Yeah, so our family cat passed away last night. My wife and oldest daughter, reasonably upset, obviously, but my youngest daughter, she's five and she wants a monkey.
I have three chinchillas and an African gray parrot, two dogs and a guinea pig.
Wait, what? That's legit like a petting zoo in your house.
Yeah, almost. Well, I guess the chinchillas and the parrot would be the exotic animals.
I'm not totally sure what a chinchilla is. Can you explain?
The face is like a rat or a mouse. He's like a rabbit. The tail is like a squirrel. Yes, and they're actually related to every single one, and their hands are like raccoons. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'll add chinchilla to the list of exotic pets that my five-year-old daughter wants.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your call. 97.7 The River. Good morning. It's the Danny Wright Show. We're talking about getting a new pet. My daughter wants a monkey at some point. I don't know about that. And we've added chinchilla to the list, I guess.
You know, this is difficult because if you think about so many of the cool animals you could have, you could go aquatic, go reptile. But to me, and I guarantee you this will be a popular answer, every guy wants a monkey.
Not this guy, but my five-year-old daughter does.
I don't know what it is because I already have a golden retriever. But if I had a monkey to go with the golden retriever, how many halftime shows could I do? Give me a monkey. I want a monkey.
Good morning, Danny, Steve. We had a monkey. My sister wanted a monkey to get rid of her blanket when she was a youngin'. Awesome little dude, but a lot of maintenance, a lot of worse than a child.
Yeah, they're basically little people, right? I mean,
he was an awesome little guy. I put him on a leash and let him ride my Shetlands. but when he went through puberty, it was hard to explain to a 10-year-old what was kind of going on. This was back in the 60s. They didn't know how to fix that for a little guy like that.
Yeah.
So he had to go.
And they're strong, right? What kind of monkey did you have?
Oh, a little stump-tail monkey. Looked like a little old man with little food pouches in his neck.
Yeah.
Cool little guy. He and I got along well.
Yeah. All right, well, again, another vote for not getting a monkey. Thank you.
Well, dude, been there, done that. See ya.
I actually always wanted a pet monkey, and my mom always told me no because she'd had a pet monkey as a kid.
What? Again with a monkey? Okay, what? She actually had a monkey?
Yep, my mom had a pet monkey as a kid, and she also had a couple other animals besides the dogs and the cats and the birds, but she had a bird until the monkey got to it.
Oh, boy.
Let's just say the bird ended up without its head.
Okay, another vote against getting a monkey. Got it.
Yeah, needless to say, I didn't want a monkey anymore.